Now that you've covered the basic introduction for how to move through the program and how to get the most out of awareness through movement lessons, what I want to discuss now in your very first lesson is not actually an awareness through movement lesson. Your very first lesson is going to be an exploration around this topic of orienting or orientation. So one of the things that you need to first wrap your head around is that we have to have a reference point. We have to decide what we're orienting relative to. So for example, most of us will orient to the space we're in. We're orienting to our room. So what do I mean by that? If you're lying down, if I can invite you to come upright, so you're either sitting upright or you're standing upright, and if I invite you to point upward right now, then you're probably pointing towards the ceiling. I hope you're pointing towards the ceiling, because most of us, we tend to orient towards the room, and I've placed you upright. So now, even if you're orienting towards yourself, upward in the room is the same as upward relative to yourself, meaning towards your head, towards the top of your head is going to be towards the ceiling if you have indeed organized yourself to be sitting or standing upright in the room you find yourself in. Okay, so there's no confusion. Upward is towards your head and is towards the ceiling. They both happen to be the same. But now if I ask you to lie down, and I'm going to give you just a second to go ahead and do that. So go ahead and lie down on your back or on your front, whichever you like. Okay, so hopefully now you're lying down. And as you're lying here, if you point relative to the room, if you point upwards relative to the room, you're probably still pointing towards the ceiling. But upwards relative to yourself now is going to be very different. If we can agree that upward relative to ourselves, what's up within ourselves, if we can agree that upward is towards your head, towards the top of your head, then upward right now is going to be pointing towards the wall that the top of your head is facing. Okay? So now you can see it matters what it is we're orienting relative to. So in awareness through movement lessons, I can still, and many teachers can still mix this up occasionally, but for the most part, what we're going to be orienting to is yourself, not the room. So when you hear a direction of going upward, you're going headward relative to yourself. So quite literally, if you were doing a headstand or a handstand with your feet in the air and the top of your head facing the floor, upward in that situation relative to yourself is towards the floor. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to lie on your back, if you're just in case you're lying on your side or your front. If you lie on your back now, and if we begin to agree that we're going to be orienting, I'm going to be speaking and you're going to be thinking and you'll take in the information as though all of the words to orient the direction of your movements and thoughts are relative to yourself, and you lie on your back, hopefully you're on your back now, and I ask you to point forward. Actually do it. Actually put your arm and your index finger pointing forward. Notice where you're pointing. Do you know where to point? Some people now get really confused. Do I point in the direction of the room? And what have you arbitrarily decided is the front of the room you find yourself in? Where is forward? When you're lying on your back, forward relative to yourself is in the direction the front of you is facing, towards the front of you and into the world in the direction the front of you is facing. So your face, the front of your chest, your belly side. So that is facing the ceiling right now. So forward relative to yourself is going to be towards the ceiling when you're lying on your back. Now roll onto your front. Okay, so are you lying on your belly? Hopefully you're lying on your belly there. When you're lying on your front, forward happens to be into the ground. Okay, now again, understand that I know I sometimes can mix things up occasionally, and other teachers do too occasionally, but for the most part, you want to appreciate that we are going to be talking relative to the self. And what's beautiful about this is if you imagine that instead of me teaching you an awareness through movement lesson, what if I was a diving coach? You know, the platform, 10 meter platform divers, and they do like a whole bunch of somersaults and all the rest. How do you know where up is, where down is, where forward is, where backwards is? If your coach is asking you to, you need to tuck your arm in, so pull it in and backwards. So you want then to be speaking relative to the diver, not relative to the room, because that's constantly changing. They're sitting there doing spins and twists and somersaults, so that the directions about what the person has to do is going to be relative to themselves. Okay. So that's the first part, is to wrap your head around that. So if you're lying stretched out on the floor, it doesn't matter to me now if you're lying on your back or your front, you can choose. And now if I ask you to point downward, where's downward right now? So are you pointing down into the center of the earth, or are you pointing down in the direction the soles of your feet would be facing, or away from your head? Downward in Feldenkrais lingo means down towards your feet. Doesn't matter, or down away from your head, you could say. So it doesn't matter what orientation you are in relation to the room, it's always going to be in the direction of your feet. So if you're lying down and you're lengthened right out and you're stretched straight out, it's going to be facing the wall that your feet are directed towards. Upward is the wall in the direction your head is oriented towards, the top of your head is oriented towards. Okay, you see what I'm getting at? If you're lying on your back, backwards is going to be into the floor, because the back of you is facing the floor. So that's the first bit, to have enough flexibility and clarity about how you orient that you can transpose things. You can say, oh, okay, relative to myself, I know where my back is. That's going to be in that direction back there. I know where my right side is. That's going to be in that direction over there. I know where forward is relative to myself. Okay, so that's the first thing that you want to start to explore. To get more and more used to orienting relative to yourself instead of the surroundings that you're in. Because in so many rooms, what's the front of the room? It's arbitrary. Unless it's a theater where there's a stage or a lecture hall or a church or something. But even then, if you're in a church, it depends. When you walk into the church, I was raised a good French Catholic girl. When you walk into the church, it looks like the front of the church when you're on the outside of the church, but once you enter those doors, it ends up being in the back of the church, right? Because the altar is now at the front of the church. If you're standing at the altar and you're looking into the back of the church, that's different than how it looks from the outside. So I don't know if that's, hopefully that's making some sense to you. So it becomes arbitrary. It depends on your perspective and your point of view. But if we attend to ourselves and we orient relative to the self, that stays much more constant, doesn't it? Yeah, that's constant. The backside of you is always that backside of you. It doesn't matter what direction it faces in relative to whatever room you're in or whatever position you're in. Okay. Now, to mess with your mind a little bit, we're going to start to play with some other ideas of orienting, and we'll see how flexible your mind is to adapt to these variations. So I'm going to invite you to, again, lie on your back. So if you come lie on your back, and you can have your knees bent and your feet flat, or you can put rollers or a pillow under your knees so you can get comfortable here. Just be comfortable. Okay, now I'm going to assume you've gotten yourself comfortable on your back. So imagine that you have a clock resting underneath your pelvis. And let's make it a perfectly round clock. And around the circumference of a very simple, normal round clock, you'll have each of the numbers representing all the hours of the clock. Now, how would it be for you to orient 12 o'clock so that 12 o'clock is near the top of your pelvis in the direction of your low back, and 6 o'clock is down near your tailbone? Okay, so 12 o'clock is towards the top of your pelvis, 6 o'clock is towards your tailbone. And if I ask you where 3 o'clock is it to the left or is it to the right? It depends on how you've oriented your clock. So fill in all your hours. You decide where's 12 o'clock, where's 6 o'clock. Well, we decided 12 o'clock is towards the top of your pelvis. 6 o'clock is more in the direction of your feet, so towards your tailbone. And then if you fill in all the other hours, do you start going with 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, going over to the left? Or is your 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, as you feel in all the hours going to the right. Both can be correct. Okay? Both can be correct. It depends on whether or not your clock, that in your mind, you oriented your clock to face the ceiling, right? So that you're lying on a clock with the face of the clock facing your backside, right? Or is your clock facing the floor? So it depends how you oriented the clock relative to yourself. If you're lying on a clock with 12 o'clock up in your low back and it's facing the ceiling, then 3 o'clock's going to be behind your left hip. Because if it's facing the ceiling and 12 o'clock's towards your low back, that means someone standing at your feet facing you can read your clock if it's facing the ceiling. If it's facing your backside, they could read it if they're standing at your feet. And if they can read it standing at your feet like a normal clock, then 3 o'clock is going to be under your left hip. Okay, now some people start to already get really confused and they're not sure what I'm talking about. Now some of you will be lying there going, yeah, that's totally where it is. Okay, now what if I ask you to flip the clock around so that you're still lying on it, it's underneath you, but flip the clock so it faces the floor. And is it easy for you to just totally put all the numbers on and now 3 o'clock would be under your right hip? Because now it would be like if someone was in underneath the floor looking up through a glass floor or something, and they're the ones who could read the clock, and they're standing more headward looking from the back of your head and facing your feet, because 12 o'clock now is, again, it's up by your pelvis, but now it's facing underneath, so they're going to be facing your feet, and 3 o'clock's now under your right hip. So some of you, again, are easily able to just transpose all this, no problem. You can orient from all these different vantage points and you understand what's going on. And for a lot of people, and you might be one of them, this gets really confusing. Yeah? And then it can matter. It can matter whether or not you put the clock underneath you or on top of you. For some people, if they rest the clock on top of them, everything's much clearer. So if the clock is on top of you and the clock is facing the ceiling, and 12 o'clock is still towards your low back, where's 3 o'clock? Lay a clock on top of you, 12 o'clock's up at the top. Do you know where the 3 o'clock would be? It'd still be over at the left. Yeah? And now keep it on top of your pelvis, but put 12 o'clock down by your pubic bone and 6 o'clock closer to your belly button. Still facing, and have the face facing the ceiling. Now where's 3 o'clock? Now it's over to the right. Yeah? Now what if you take that very same clock, oriented in the same fashion, and put it underneath your butt, underneath your pelvis? Is it easy to tell that 3 o'clock would be at your right? We just took it from the front of you to the back of you, didn't change anything else. Now you're lying on it. Now, what if we take that same clock behind you, it's underneath you, 12 o'clock is still at your tailbone, 6 o'clock is towards your low back, but flip it to face the floor. Now, where's 3 o'clock? And not only where's 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock, but is it clear to you where the 2 and the 1 are? Or the 7, or the 4, or the 6? Six is pretty easy. It's towards your low back as opposed to your coccyx, right? What about 11? Okay, so these are all things that you can do to see how flexible you are in orienting from many different vantage points. Yeah, but the biggest thing I want to bring back to your attention is that when we're speaking of directions and awareness through movement lessons, it's probably always best to default to thinking this is always relative to myself. And there might be an occasion where myself or another teacher might make a little mistake, but often it's not hard to sort out what they probably meant as you continue to do the lesson and do the moves. Have fun with your first lesson.